This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, September 29th. Hams sold 6,500 hogs Tuesday, selling in a range of 205 to 240 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,000 head, selling in a range of 208 to 231 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are down, selling in the range of 66 to 73 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash out price today is mixed, and forward contract prices opened lower this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was down 27 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2680. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 78.41 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are mixed midweek, with the Western Corn Belt down 2 cents U.S. 100 weight, National up $1.08, and the National Cutout Adjusted Variant $1.61 lower relative to the previous day. The cutout base formulas were down due to a $3.83 U.S. 100 weight drop in the net value of all primals on the daily report. However, the day-over-day pressure has been a function of variability, which is common in the cutout. Yesterday's drop was in large part due to the $20.03 a hundredweight move lower in the ham primal, which incidentally was up over $16 a hundredweight on Friday. Regardless, net cutout values are trending higher than the previous week and continuing the pattern upward when the cutout moved higher than a week ago for the first time since the beginning of August. Lean hog futures, meanwhile, are backing off from the upward momentum seen since Monday. The recent rally, which saw the December and February contract jump over 10% in the previous two sessions, was in reaction to the quarterly hogs and pigs report, which showed hogs marketed over that time frame estimated to come in about 6% lower than a year ago. It only takes a couple of sessions for the market to price in a big report like that, however, and the idea is that the market will keep trading higher because of one bullish report should be kept in check.